Hello, my name is Jasmine, and I am the child advocate for freedom. I speak out across the country, in loads of many towns and cities, speaking up against the government and what their plans are for the future, because I don't want that to happen in my future, and I'm pretty sure that most kids, if not all kids, don't. And if they knew what was going on, and if they knew what they have planned for us, then I'm sure they would do the same.
Now, a lot of people compare you to Greta Thunberg, and we all know that she's someone who's kind of groomed. She's older than you. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Right.
Nearly 13.
But you know, the point is, many people will listen to you, but they'll be thinking, hang on a minute, this girl is being, you know, she's being coached, she's being groomed. So are you?
No, definitely not. So what happens is basically when obviously you see me and I've always got a script or a speech when I'm reading in front of people. So the reason I have that script, that speech, is because I get a bit right. So I really know what I want to say, and I know what I'm going to say until it happens, and then my mind goes blank and I just think, oh gosh, I don't know what to say. And then it kind of feels like I've been put on the spot, and then everyone's staring at me and it's just silent. So, and then I sort of just freeze up. So I have this speech, and this is how it's sort of written. So I do most of it, but me and my dad work on it, but I do most of it, and I put what I want to say, but I try and smooth it out a bit easier. And it's sort of, I think of what I want to say in the speech, and I write it down when I think of the stuff and when I think of what I want to say. And I do lots of research, and when I do the research, I put in the things I think might be interesting or the things I want to say. I just put it in the speech. And then at the end, when it's coming sort of more nearer to the actual day, I try and smooth it all out so it sort of blends in with the next part and the next part, so it flows almost.
Okay, well, look, that's fine. I mean, obviously, well, you may not realise, but as we're recording this, Rishi Sunak is making his big speech at the Conservative Party conference. Obviously, that is all scripted too. And what they're doing nowadays is they're using auto cues, which are screens, transparent screens, which they project the words up to. And they have several around the room. So Rishi Sunak will be looking around the room. He'll be looking at one screen, then looking at another screen and another screen, with the illusion that he's just talking verbatim off the top of his head, but actually he's just reading a script like you are. Anyway, look, it's perfectly reasonable to do that. I think many people prefer to hear things which are just completely off the cuff, and we don't seem to have very many politicians that are able to do that nowadays. But anyway, look, the point is, the reason we're chatting to you is because you're actually on the other side of the world at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Shanghai City in China. It's a beautiful city. If you want to come here on a holiday, I definitely recommend it. But if you're like us, we were quite worried about coming here on the plane. We're like, oh gosh, commie China, don't know what it's going to be like over there. Worried about all of the control and all of the 5G and all the 50 minutes. But if you're actually looking for that, You'll be disappointed, because it's nothing like what we're hearing, nothing like what we're being told. It's so free over here. It's so much freer than what you'd expect. And it's like, I'm worried about going back to the UK, because you think, oh, the UK is a lot freer than China. But actually, it's so free in China.
Well, hang on. Look, just a minute, because you are famous for criticising the lockdowns, and the Chinese had the most lockdowns for the longest possible time, even well into the beginning actually of 2022. They also had really draconian lockdowns where people weren't even allowed to leave their homes.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. But now they don't have any social credit system, and They have no plans for 15-minute cities. They don't even... I mean, listen, we're here with the family. So we're staying with my grandparents, my uncle, my auntie, and they've never heard of 15-minute cities. Hmm. And they haven't heard of digital ID. I mean, there's no plans for digital ID, no plans for CBDCs, and actually, believe it or not, there's no monopoles anywhere. There's no monopoles. I believe a monopole is linked to 5G, but I believe they are what they're using for prison bars for the 15-minute cities. So if you cross sort of the border, for say, over past the monopole or the bars, the prison bars, your digital ID won't work, your bank account won't work, your CBDCs, you know, all of that, they'll completely turn off. So you won't really be able to have access to anything in that other zone, if you get what I mean.
Well, look, one of the problems has been the increasing use of digital money, which we don't really control. It's basically a chip that someone else owns, and if it works, well, we're lucky, you know. So how's the whole battle between cash and electronic money going over in China?
Oh my God, wouldn't believe it. So there, so far, we've walked into many shops. But all shops that we have walked into accept cash, or card, obviously, but they all accept cash. There aren't any, you know, QR code shops or anything, and there aren't any cashless shops. We've literally not walked into a shop that doesn't take cash. But there is one thing. There is one toilet that you need facial recognition for. One toilet, and it's for toilet paper. So if you remember, toilet paper was really scarce. So all the toilet paper was running out in the shops, yeah? And so to stop people from stealing toilet paper, they have this sort of facial recognition on the toilet paper. So they scan your face, and then they let you use a certain amount of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
And then, again, then you won't be allowed toilet paper. But that's just one toilet and in the whole thing. So that's as much as we found.
Okay, well, I haven't ever seen that in Britain. Maybe it's some, you know, some secret part of London somewhere. So tell us a bit about Shanghai. What kind of city is it? Because most of us have never visited there. I mean, you've seen some of the sites around the city?
Yeah, we went into the Oriental Pearl Tower. That was really nice. They've got a glass floor and everything. It's like, it's very high. It's very tall, believe it. They had this conveyor belt movie thing where it had a screen, a huge screen, and it was sort of called, like, the future of Shanghai. And it was, like, a video to show what they'd called the future of Shanghai. And that was quite cool as well. There was some dancing water, I think. It's like a water fountain. And it's huge. It's very pretty. We went there yesterday as well. And it's got music in the background, and the water sort of does its thing with the music.
Okay, well, I mean, for anyone thinking about visiting China, because, of course, you know, we get so much propaganda nowadays. It's like Russia, really. You still can visit Russia with a visa, but it's not so easy. Thinking about visiting China, how easy is it? Do you need a visa, that sort of thing?
Yes, it's easy to get in. It's really quick. It's very easy to just get into China and, you know, get through the airport and everything. There's no complications or anything. It's very easy. There's no facial recognition.
What about criticising the president? Because that's kind of normal here in the West and in the UK and in America. But apparently you're not allowed to do that in China. And if you do, you could get arrested.
Yeah, that is true. You can't, otherwise you would get arrested. That's not great. really. But yeah.
So if you were to go down the street with an "I don't like President Xi" T-shirt, you might not last long.
Probably not.
But I mean, what you're saying is it's free. It's not, is it?
Well, yeah, that's true. Not completely free, but it's a lot freer than what we expected. The people are very... The people look so much happier here than they do in the UK. Hmm. Like, they look so very cheery and happy. They're, like, no matter what their life is like, no matter what the living conditions are, they're always happy. And the people, there's this outdoor area in estates, and people can just go out there and talk to random strangers they've never met, and they can get along just fine. Whereas where we live, we hear people fighting each other in the streets.
Well, it's so interesting. It's fascinating, isn't it? Because in a way, this is what London was like in the 1960s. It was just generally a positive feel. So it seems that's what you're saying. But you know, you seem to be implying, Jasmine, that actually China is a better place to be than Britain. So do you think you might be staying?
Oh, no, we're probably not staying here. But, yeah, it might be a bit true, actually. China does seem a bit better than the UK at the moment. But we probably won't be staying there.
And if you could sum up the way you think Britain should change and what people should do over here to make it change, what's that?
Well, I think people are backing down from protests. It's very sad, and I mean, I went to speak at a protest not too long ago, and there were only like 10, 20 people there, 10, 20, 30 maximum people there, and this was in Bristol, And Bristol's a really big city, and not many people turned up. And I remember last time I went there to speak, loads of people turned up in Bristol. And the numbers have changed dramatically. And I feel like people aren't bothering to come out as much anymore. And I think that should change, definitely. I think people definitely need to speak more.
Well, it could be because things are calming down a little bit, and there's no lockdowns at the moment. Although you know, we have a bit of a battle over the 15-minute cities. Anyway, look, where would you suggest that people go to follow your work, Jasmine?
Well, I don't really have a website or anything, but if you want to check my stuff out and see what I've said, you can go on BitChute. I'm on BitChute. So that's the place where I'm on, but no, I haven't got like a website or anything.
All right, Jasmine, thanks very much for joining us.